T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Marks and Reese, we're back. And Ike Reese, it's a final. The Phillies win on the walk-off single.
By whom?
Here's the pitch. Swing. Ground ball, base hit. It was Luke Williams.
Never heard of him.
Big Luke Williams guy?
And you probably will never hear of him, except for right here. He went two for three with a home run and maybe he's 3 for 4 now with a home run. But he also had the game-winning walk-off single, and it was an infield single. Mm-hmm. That was a throwing error by the first baseman.
Still counts.
All right. Well, it was a walk-off.
It's a single in the record books.
It's Joe DeCamera hits. What do we got going on here?
It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like a Joe DeCamera hit.
The hammer is a tool. That is true.
Yep. Phil's win remain undefeated in spring training. 8-7 over the Orioles.
Can't go undefeated if you don't win the first two.
That's true. They tied the first one, so I guess they don't count the ties.
So they haven't lost yet.
Yeah. I don't think they count the ties. They just say it's spring training. Nobody cares.
They're not playing extra innings.
No,
they're not. All right. So before we go back to the phones, and let's do this in a tidy fashion there, Jack. All right. Because Jack Fritz is playing tonight. He's a big star now, Ike. Right. So when you become a big star especially in radio, especially the younger guys, they ask you to play in the Police Athletic League games. Whether it's the softball game or the basketball game. Jack Fritz is going to be playing in the PAL basketball game tonight.
Yes, sir.
Down at halftime at the 76ers-Hawks game.
Pretty nervous.
Now, so, Jack, what is your basketball background quickly?
Never played. I got cut from the 7th grade basketball team.
So did you play any organized basketball?
YMCA league.
So like a YMCA tech league. All right.
Yeah, but I played a lot of pickup games throughout my career.
All right, who would you say your game is modeled after or like a comp?
Like a Tony Kukoc.
Like Tony Kukoc comp for Jack?
Dario Saric.
Yeah, Saric. I can see that. A little heavy-legged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stretch four.
Kukoc was a much better athlete than Dario Saric.
Yes. Yeah, I'm probably close to Dario. Yeah.
All right, so Dario.
Great court vision.
All right. Now, you were practicing.
I wouldn't worry about court vision, bro. Just see the basket.
Here's what he's going to do.
Don't worry about trying to set up somebody else to score.
You're a point forward, Jack?
For sure.
Okay,
Everyone thinks I'm a post player. I can't play in the post. I get out to the three-point line.
All right, now you did go out and you took some jump shots this weekend. Did you put them up at Marks Reese on Instagram and Twitter or
no,
your
I kept
own
them,
personal?
I kept them hidden.
Okay. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't want the people to see it.
All right. Why don't you put that out on our Instagram page? So are you ready for tonight?
I am ready. I'm ready. I don't want to get booed. My problem is that during these halftime things in the past, I've been quick on the boo trigger, and I feel like if I play bad tonight, it's going to be reciprocated.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I mean, that's a good thing. So over-under for Jack tonight there, Ike. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set the points at 2.5. So in other words, that would mean that he could get lucky on one basket because he's scoring more than one. And then or a three-pointer. If he hits a three, he goes over, or he would need two baskets. They don't really do free throws in this game.
No, there's no free throws.
Right,
no
right,
free
right.
throws.
Just trying to keep the game moving.
I'm going under.
Yeah, I'm going under. but I'm pulling for you. I just don't know if you're going to nail him.
I can't live up to the 3-for-4 that you pulled out.
I don't know if you're gonna. I don't know if you're gonna. If you get enough shots up, then the points will come.
Over-under on shots, 2.5.
Can you get up more than two shots?
I don't think you can.
My court vision. I'm trying to get
if
everyone
you bring
involved.
Up court vision one more time.
See, here's the,
it's not but, what I trained
but,
you
but
for.
Here's the thing. Like a guy
this
like
is, this isn't about passing.
A guy like Marshall Harris, who played many years in the game, he didn't have a problem taking shots because he was a veteran on the team.
Yes.
A guy like Fritz, I believe, is going to come in and clam up.
And right? just try to fit in.
Yeah, right. I'm worried about deferring, you know.
Yes.
But also, once the athletic instincts take over.
That's kind of what I'm banking
on. Like,
I'm going
to see these scrubs trying to play, and I'm like, all right, give me the ball.
And you really are a selfish guy just in general, so I could see you not caring about that kind of stuff.
Especially on the court.
Yeah, got to be a little bit of selfishness to you to be a good athlete.
Well, I do have a quick trigger on blaming my teammates as well.
Yeah. So here's what I'll go with.
All right.
Because I think he may have the ability to take the ball to the rim and not get stopped.
Okay.
I'm
going
to give him one bucket.
So you think he gets one bucket?
I think he makes sure he gets one bucket at least.
I will be very disappointed if I don't score 1 point.
Over under on turnovers, 1.5. And so John Johnson's going to be down there live tweeting it, and then I believe Cindy Webster's going down, and she will give videotapes out there. Turnovers, 1.5, Ike? I'm going over because he's already talking about handling the ball and passing it.
I'll go under on the turnovers.
All right.
With my court vision?
Yeah.
Air ball, 0.5 is the over-under.
Oh, come on, Jack. No air balls.
That's the one thing I am rooting for is an air ball.
Yeah. No air balls, Jack.
All right.
I would take the over if I were you.
Booze, 0.5 over-under.
They're going to boo him?
Jack said he's worried about it because he's quick to boo.
They're not going to boo you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to boo you.
If they boo me and I make a shot, do I do what Joel Embiid did?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, do that, please.
Yes, yes.
So I can see what that reaction is like.
Yes.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, just keep running straight out the building when you leave the stadium. As you leave the court, just keep going.
There you have it.
People.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're going down to the game tonight, make sure you give Jack a big round of applause. And
he's the guy who looks like Nate Gary.
But out of shape.
Yeah.
And out of shape Nate Gary, yeah.
Happy birthday to Nate the Snake over the weekend, by the way.
Was it really?
Birthday this weekend?
Yeah.
Wow. The Snake, where did that come from?
I don't know. He calls himself the Snake.
Does he really? Why do you know all this about him? You
know, it's the same guy.
Well, I saw somebody else do something with a snake with him, and I'm like, okay, is he the Mamba? Is that where he's going?
Maybe he likes snakes.
Well, what type of snake is he?
I don't know.
A garden snake? What is he? Is he a viper?
Python?
Garden? Python. I think he's a garden snake.
King Cobra, what?
Let's go back to the phones. 888-729-9494.
It's going to be a snake, be a Mamba.
What kind of snake would you be? I'd be the garter snake. That's what I would be.
Oh, man. Ask me what type of snake I'd be.
Let's go to Andy.
The Black Mamba.
Let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you?
Yo, Reese, Marks. What's good, fellas?
Hello,
how
Andy.
Andy, what's up, brother?
As far as with this whole person, I don't think Embiid's number one, but you got to give him a minute to rip him real quick, okay? I just think as a Philadelphia fan base, we got a little soft, man. We're giving this guy such a pass. We're talking about a player, first 2 years, he didn't even play a game. Then the years, that first season, 31 games out of 82. His second season, healthy, 63 out of 82. His third, 64 out of 82. Career average, only 24 points a game. This guy thinks he's the best in the world? Hold on, wait. And I've never seen in my life, I've never seen a grown man cry the way he cried after that Toronto game. Could you imagine if that was McNabb? People still bringing up the guy barfing from the Super Bowl, and we've never even seen footage of that. This is a grown-ass man crying from defeat.
It's because he cared, Andy. Doesn't that matter to you? He cared. It hurt.
But come on, Ike, man. He's crying like a girl. Come on, man. He reminds me of that cool uncle
that
you know, may let you indulge in some things when you're under the age. You know, that cool uncle that's funny, likes to have a good time. But that uncle, you can't rely on that uncle. That uncle may not show up when the lights are turned on. That's kind of what he reminds me of. But as far as the biggest blame, I think with any organization, with any company, you got to start up top. It's got to start with the guy signing off on all them checks. Josh Harris is making money, but he's making all the wrong moves. I mean, you know, he's signing a check on guys getting paid. He's not approving on guys that should be fired. I just think that's where all the biggest blame has to go directly on the ownership.
Listen, we agree, and I don't even Andy completely disagree with you on Embiid as of right now. From the standpoint of the constant health questions, the maturity thing, being there every night, playing at a high level every night, those are legit questions. All I'm saying is the talent is there. I need somebody to bring it out of him every night. I need somebody to challenge him every night. He obviously can't do it himself. He's not self-motivated from that standpoint. There has to be someone there that challenges him, that he respects, that he's going to respond to. Like, and that's what this organization needs to be doing. You have two young players that you lost for 5 years on purpose to try to acquire. Now, as the organization, it's your job to make sure you surround them and build a culture that's going to get the best out of them. I keep going back to Carson Wentz. It's what the Eagles, in my opinion, didn't do for the last 2 years. And it was a little tougher for them because they're caught between trying to maintain a Super Bowl caliber team with certain players that help them win it, while at the same time, you got a quarterback that isn't 100% healthy. So it's a little different for them, right, to try to keep this thing built around Carson and put a winning team on the field. But they realize that now.
Yeah.
They realize that now. This team has to be all about Wentz if you want to win. He's going to do his part. But you as the organization have to do your part to put the right people around him so that he can lead you to a title. And this is where I think the Sixers are failing Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. It's not just Brett Brown. It's the front office and the coach staff. How do you leave a front office in place and ask Elton Brand to head a front office that he didn't put together? That's Brian Colangelo's front office. You fired Brian Colangelo because he had burner accountants going, but you kept all of his people there.
The dysfunction just continues year after year, doesn't it? With injuries, with other things like that,
yeah,
with things that are happening on the court, which are translating off the court, your star player telling his own fans to shut the bleep up, no response from the organization.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading a headline here that says Joel Embiid struggles against Bucks, but this is a story from February 6th. The last time they were up there.
Right.
Right? And it's
6-for-26 game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which he followed up with this one was 5-for-18.
That's a little better.
Yeah, a little bit better. But this is where he's talking about he said he's sacrificed a lot.
Right.
But they don't have an offensive identity. And for him personally, it's, quote, hard to find that balance. So that was the last time they played before Saturday night, to where there was the excuses and there was all the other stuff. Now, fast forward, we're 2 weeks later, fast forward, and they lose again. They get beat again, which, by the way, is fine. If you're going to lose a game to one of the best teams in the NBA, especially on their home court, then fine, lose those games. It's just how they go down losing those games without fight, without really feeling like this team has any upside this year. In a game like that, I want to see Joel Embiid come out and actually look like that he's going down swinging. That
right.
You're looking at him and saying, well, geez, the Bucks are just a better team around around them.
I want Joel Embiid to look like he showed up Saturday night for a matchup of who's the best player in the world.
He just said he was the best player in the world,
yeah,
and he came out Saturday and played like that and looked like
he
that.
Wasn't locked in like the best player in the world. Nope.
No, he wasn't. So, you know what? For all the people that want to say you're not being fair to Joel Embiid or whatever, like, this organization sucks right now, all right? There's no doubt about it. This organization sucks right now. But you know what? Their best player and their franchise player. You can change all these things around Joel Embiid in the organization. You can get a new owner. You can get a new coach. You can get a new GM. But unless he wants to make the necessary changes, none of this is ever going to matter. Because everybody's always going to take their cue from the most talented person, and that's always going to be Joel Embiid. So unless
I disagree.
In what?
I disagree that it doesn't matter. I mean, Shaq had already taken a team to the NBA Finals, was bigger than Joel Embiid is right now when he went to L.A. and lost, and he lost to Utah back-to-back years before they brought Phil Jackson in. You know what happened? Shaq got his big butt in shape. They had a different culture. There was somebody there that he respected, and it made a difference. And Shaq is a better player than Embiid was
but
at
Shaq,
the same
Shaq
time.
Changed though, right?
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what changed him.
Well, they need somebody.
That's what changed me.
They need somebody to come in here and change him.
And Embiid is nowhere near a maturity level that Shaq was at that time. That's the other problem. You got to get somebody in here these guys are going to listen to. I think the organization has failed their two stars more so than the other way around, that the young stars aren't living up to the expectations. No, I think it's what you put them around. Even if I want to say you decided, whether the fans pressured you into it or whatever, you decided to accelerate this process.
Yep.
To accelerate this process and put championship aspirations on these two young guys, and they aren't ready. They aren't ready to win a title. They aren't ready to win a title. But you put that expectation there. You went and traded all your young players, traded all your draft picks, gave out max deals to older guys, and now we expect a title. And they aren't ready to deliver a title. Again, organization with no vision, no clue, no real plan of what they want to do, flying by the seat of their pants. And ever since Sam Hinkie left here, they've been led around by people who think they know what they're doing. They don't really know what they're doing. The NBA told them to get rid of Sam Hinkie. You brought in Jerry Colangelo. He was just greasing the skids for his son to come in. Son's got burner accounts going with the wife. Right? Like, we got all this stuff going on, and you expect these two young guys to be the adults in the room? To quote Brett Brown, you expect Ben Simmons and Embiid to be the adults in the room. Nah, man. They aren't ready to be the adults in the room. They just aren't. And unfortunately, this organization keeps it up. They will have made their $2-plus billion. We're the only ones that's going to be left holding the bag. We're not going to have a title. And these two young guys will fold under the pressure and the scrutiny of playing here. And they'll be asking out of here, both of them, within the next 5 years.
And here's a solution,
Jack
Fritz.
They'll both be asking for trades.
And this is courtesy of Ryan Neal on Twitter.
Uh-oh, what you got?
He says, hire right to make it right.
Hire right to make it right.
How about that?
Jay Wright?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to change. He's going to fix the owners.
Jay Wright 2020. That's what we're doing. 888-729.
Oh, that's the slogan?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, presidential year.
It is a presidential year.
Hire rights to make it right. You know what, Jack? It may not solve all the issues. It may not do much more than what they're doing right now. But you know what? Who the hell else are you going to hire? Who are you going to hire that understands
exactly.
The city, understands our mentality?
Yes.
By the way, how many other coaches are two-time national championship coaches?
Right.
That are out there?
Well, Billy Donovan was.
Yeah. Well, they're out there right now. Yeah, Billy Donovan. You don't think Billy Donovan would be an upgrade, being the head coach of this team right now? Holy cow. 888-729-9494. Of course he would be. Let's go to Marlon.
Brad Stevens.
And I'll take Brad Stevens. Marlon in West Philly. Marlon, how are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing? What's up there, Reverend Ike?
Marlon, long time, brother. Long time no hear. What's going on?
Ain't working. Got a new grandbaby to worry about. A teacher in the East. I'm teacher in the Eagle Way.
Oh, grandbaby. Congratulations. Welcome to the club.
That's right. Yeah. But I'm listening to you preach, Reverend Ike, man. Yo, you hitting the nail on the head, man. I gotta tell you, man. Brett Brown is like my ex with the kids. Okay? He wants to be the cool parent that says yes all the time instead of being a responsible parent telling him no.
Right.
This team, you said it best, man. This team needs to hire Mystery Inc. so they can find a clue. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, Velma, Fred, and the rest of the gang, man. This team has no direction. I kind of lost it when they signed Tobias Harris in that $180 million contract because Tobias Harris is inconsistent. Okay. Al Horford, you know, I was kind of excited when I heard what they signed him for. I was like, okay, that's a little pricey. But the way this team is built, okay, I mean, what do they expect Ben and Joel to do? And Joel, I mean, come on, really? Seriously. I mean, is there anybody in the organization that got the stones to take them over they need or anything and smack some sense of spoon, or is that not happening?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Or the, you know what? Also, Marlon, just like have the guts to actually stand up to him and say, you know what? I don't agree with what you did. I disagree with what you're doing. You need to change, right? No one has any stones to do any of that. Mm-hmm. They're just hoping that they're going to be able to talk circles enough for these guys to kind of figure it out, you know. And it's not happening. Cynthia, Center City. Cynthia, go ahead. How are you?
Oh my gosh! Hi guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Cynthia.
Ike, yes. I met you Saturday night, and you told me to call, but you didn't tell me that I would have to wait for like 40 minutes. But it's all good. What? I'm enjoying the conversation.
You've been on for 40 minutes?
Yeah, I've been. 43-47. Yep.
I'm sorry about that, Cynthia. I didn't recognize it. They didn't tell me it was you.
I told him. I said, he said, what do you want to talk about? I said, Ike told me to call, and I saw him Saturday, and he said, okay.
Oh. All right, so what are we rapping about?
It's all good. And I'm texting my other sister, the other sister you met, and I'm like, well, I can say everything I wanted to say.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
At the end of the day, I mean, I was an athlete in high school and in college, and, you know, we had to be accountable for, you know, our actions, whether it's exercising. I did basketball and volleyball, but making sure that we did our runs and our sets and all of that. And these children, you know, they have this entitled mentality, you know, and no one, you know, like, I can do this. I'm here. That's why, and B can say, well, I am the best, because nobody's really challenging him. And Brett Brown, I think John said, you know, you want to be his friend and not his leader. And it's just unfortunate, because I know both Embiid and Simmons, you know, can be better than what they are.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Cynthia. What do you think Jay Wright is the coach? How do you think that would work?
I'm Spike Eskin.
Okay. Him too. Did we lose
him? I think it would be good, but, you know, there's not too many college coaches who did well in the NBA. So, I mean, yes, Jay is good. I would like to see Jay, but sometimes the turnover is a little different. I'm up in the air on that.
Okay, so she's not all in. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate you calling
and
up, too.
And Jack, why don't you tell us it was Cynthia?
Yeah, I mean –
Jack had it up on the board. We just couldn't see it in this call screen or anything.
Her niece and my daughter are on the same gymnastics team.
Get out of here.
Yes. Yes. Her niece and my daughter are on the same gymnastics team, Taylor and Jada. So the Womax.
Beautiful.
Yes.
That's awesome.
They were at the
Dawkins thing.
The Heart Ball. Yeah.
On Saturday night.
Saturday, yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
Jack, go ahead. What's going on?
And I'm sorry about the Spike Eskin drops.
Yeah.
There was a piece of dust that landed on that drop, and it kept firing. I didn't know the touchscreen was working in here yet.
Wow.
So the touchscreen's working, which is
good
news.
Piece of dust set that off?
Yeah, a piece of dust that was in here that I was wiping off. Right.
It's a pretty sensitive screen.
Yeah, my goodness.
It landed on the computer, and it kept firing off the I'm a Spike Eskin drop. So that's on me as well.
That's all right. You're good. You're doing fine.
You're good.
You had it up on the call screener. We just didn't realize that.
I don't have a call screener.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. Coming up, more Sixers conversation. By the way, we could hear Ben Simmons' status. He's not going to play tonight, but the back injury, he had an MRI today. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say it's not going to be – he's not going to be back – whenever their next game is.
Yeah, I'm not expecting. Listen, fingers are crossed.
Yeah.
But I'll just wait till I hear.
So stay tuned. John Johnson's down at the Wells Fargo Center. He's gonna get with us after Brett Brown speaks.
Yeah, man, call Jan Johnson up. See what he's doing.
Yeah. See if he knows any.
He can't be doing much.
Inside info on Ben Simmons. Here's my prediction. I'm predicting they say reevaluated in 2 weeks, or you know that. How many times we've heard that? But we'll see.
Well, at least he can't forget how to shoot.
Ah, good job, Jack. 888-729-9494. Also coming up,
it's unbelievable, man.
They had the Kobe memorial service today, and Michael Jordan gave a really cool moment during it, lighthearted moment. But
MJ,
yeah, pretty emotional day down there
with
Vanessa talking and everything that I've seen. Obviously, we're on the air, but everything that I've seen was how amazing of a job that she did. So we'll play this Michael Jordan moment for you coming up. You don't want to miss it. It's amazing. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.